Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday. It's the 27th of March. It's the last day of... No, it isn't the last day. It's the last Monday. It's the last Monday of March. We're marching into spring. It's the 27th. Yep, we got that. We got Monday. Okay, so that's straightened out. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. James Collins at the controls in our studio in... I always want to say Washington in Dallas. One of the good stories from the weekend, Jay, a North Carolina minister has been helping children in need throughout his county, whether they need clothing, whether they need housing, they need help with their family. This church is on the top of the admiration. Yeah, the Admiration Society.
Talk, but walking the walk, actually helping their community and then some.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what churches, what we think of, or at least what I grew up around, it's good, it feels good to do good. Does it not? This is, for a couple of years now, the city church in Gastonia, North Carolina, started Hope Closet. It's a clothing giveaway for children who are displaced, children in schools who don't have new shoes, need clothing, that sort of thing. And then a few weeks ago, the minister ran across a news article about the growing number of children whose school lunch accounts are unpaid. School lunch debt is a problem down there and some else, other places as well. Pastor Dickie Spargo is his name. He learned that families owe about $13,000, so they decided they were going to share it with the church and take up a collection and see what would happen. They raised $23,000. What a great thing, huh?
Yeah, so they're able to help every school in their county.
Yeah. See, this is what is good. The relativity of church. I don't know what else goes on in this church. But I will tell you, this is the sort of thing it would seem to me, anyway, from my perspective. I remember being involved in those sorts of things. I remember learning, actually, about this sort of thing. When I was in church, the denomination was, we were New England Congregationalists, basically Pilgrims. That was the sect that was started by the Pilgrims when they came over here. And then that particular sect merged with the ENRs, the Evangelical and Reformed, and became the United Church of Christ. Anyway, that's the reason I bring that up is because we had at church a minister who had gone to Rhodesia to be a minister, to be a missionary. And I remember learning about that. I remember the stories that he came back with. I remember what he looked like. I remember what he sounded like. And I thought, what a great, as I grew up, I didn't know it at the time because I didn't have that world view. I just knew that the stories that he was telling, the pictures that he showed were heartbreaking. And because he was our guy, we paid him through the offering and sent, a couple $100,000 a year or more maybe to this area of Rhodesia where he was there. I think he was there 10, 12, 14 years. Takes his family over there. They all do their work. Do you know a special kind of person that is? A special kind of person it takes to do that sort of thing. Good Lord. God bless them, literally and figuratively. Does God bless those people? Yeah, I think so. I think they're blessed to begin with. Because they wouldn't do it otherwise. You know what I mean? I think that there's something about doing that makes it's one and the other. They go together, kind of. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, let's see what's going on this weekend as we look back at some of the wild weather. Mississippi, 26 people, death toll going up because of the devastation, according to the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. There also was some death in Alabama as well. So you look at these fatalities and you really, we're heard down in this area, Sharkey County, Humphrey County, Carroll County, Monroe County. There were some people that were unaccounted for, though, Jay, that turned up to be okay.
Which is always good, yeah. There were apparently at least 12 tornadoes that hit Mississippi and Alabama over the weekend.
Yep, yeah. Wow. The weather, we can't live with it, can't live without it, right? So there are weather factors that produce these sorts of tornadoes, and there are, maybe this is something, this would be a good time to understand when the worst loss of life takes place. Nocturnal tornadoes, twice as likely to be deadly compared to their daytime counterparts because people are sleeping, they don't get the warning, they can't see the tornado. Right, exactly. And the southeast gets more of those than any other part of the country. Also, one of the factors is geography. The tornado, let's look back at this one this weekend, an area of the country that has some of the highest social vulnerability, poverty, dense mobile home areas, right? This is not as, these things obviously are not as strong. For some reason or other, I've always wondered this, and I've never had an answer to it, other than some people feel that because the mobile homes are mostly metal, or at least they are outside, they attract the electric, you know, there are electric storms, like the tornado in part, the wind, and a huge thunder and lightning storm. That's what it is. And so, because there's some, most of that is that the current from the lightning goes to metal. That's the conductivity of it all. Let's see, what else is a contributor? Inadequate shelter, combined with the inability to get alerts. That's, you know, kind of what we were saying before in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, and it was in Oklahoma many, many years ago, and it was about a mile wide of a tornado. And I remember hearing about, they had said, if you cannot seek shelter underground, you need to evacuate. You will not survive this. Yeah. And a lot of times that's what happened, because with smaller tornadoes, they may hit one area and then not the next. They may even hit your next door neighbor and not your house.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, sometimes people just hunker down, but when it's like, no, this is going to be coming over, this is the path, and they can tell. A lot of times the tornado will shift.
Has a mind of its own.
But they can see what the current path is, and they'll tell you, like, hey, this is the route it is currently taking. Keep aware, it may shift, but right now, and then they can even tell the timing. Like, in 15 minutes, it may be hitting you. Now is the time to seek shelter if you have not already evacuated.
You see, remember that scene from the Superman movie where Kevin Costner, who plays the father of Jor-El, Clark Kent, he goes to save the dog, and the tornado gets him. The way that whole thing is, that was in the beginning of how CGI really was created and how real it looked. Did you see that tornado coming and what it did to the car? You don't remember that scene?
I didn't see that movie, no.
Didn't see the movie, okay. Well, those who did see the movie know what I'm talking about. Also, with regard to the tornado, the story of Linda Newell and her husband, they were trying to find a safe place from the tornadoes. Everything was flying, she says. 6 minutes. She said, the tornado will go through fast. So she and her fiancé got into their truck, took shelter under a car wash. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Go to the car wash and go inside. I wonder what there is about a car wash that is pretty, because most of those are built on the surface, unless there was an underground. Unless
that's why I was wondering if some of the pipes, because there's so many of the water, if there's just a lot of pipes that maybe go deep enough down. And they were concerned that they didn't have the proper shelter at their own home. And here's the kicker, their home was untouched.
Yeah. Well, they did a lot of praying. Storm got louder. She says she has her favorite TV news meteorologist on. telling everybody they have 5 to 10 minutes to take cover. Their neighbors were out of town. They grabbed their two German shepherds, and then they headed for the car wash. So, listen, they saw the cars rolling around. They were that close to it. That's really scary. They were that close, they saw things hurling through the air, kind of right in front of them. And they,
parts of the truck even collapsed.
Collapsed, yeah, right, exactly. My God, that's got to be terrifying. So they went down as far as they could, and they just, there were some beams that fell near them, and so they were in the truck, in the car wash, it looked like. And then the worst happened, but they managed to save themselves and the dogs, surviving.
Uh-huh.
What a harrowing ordeal. Good God. Few injuries, but that's one of the stories, one of the many stories from this weekend's tornado in Mississippi. Something to be aware of. We don't have some parts. We all have issues with weather, depending on where we are. So last Monday at this time, I was telling you the story of my encounter with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Looks like she had a busy weekend. She went into the jails in the D.C. area to check on the conditions of the defendants who are still there. There were a number of others who went with her, apparently. And so there is this whole thing. This thing won't die. It just doesn't die. And I'm looking at some of the other pictures and some of the sort of grandstanding that went on. And so now Marjorie's back on the warpath, threatening to impeach judges as she's a character, man. Aye, aye, aye. Trump said he'd fight like hell for Marjorie Taylor Greene if she ran for the Senate. All right, so she's thinking about doing other things. So, again, the question, I guess, comes up, is she serving her constituency, or is she serving all the people? There are 1,000 people who have been charged with the attack on the Capitol. I don't think they're all in jail, but... All right, so there's that quick update. Hello, it's 18 after the hour Monday on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last, contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now 23 after the hour, Monday. We have a lot of published information that you can find that would lead you to audio information here on Good Day with our Good Day download. And often they contain some of the things from social media that we talk about, celebrity news that's trending. And Christina Applegate has the honor in this portion of the program to talk about, well, she's focused on a commentator named Candace Owens. I had to turn to Jay because I don't know who she is. I think a lot of people pay a lot of attention to some of these people who say they are influencers or they're on YouTube or they're on even TV, but who knows who they are. There's so many of them. Everybody wants to get in on the bandwagon. So we'll find out. We'll have Jay chase down Candace Owens. We all kind of know who Christina Applegate is, so why are the two of them at locked horns, if you will? We'll find out right after this.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
All right, so Jay, we know Christina Applegate and what her deal is. She's been around for, is she best known, though, for what? I think she's done a number of different entertaining
things.
Well,
she first hit the scene with Married with Children, and then she's done a lot of different shows, different films. She really has pretty much been continuing acting, and then her most recent and last thing is Dead to Me because she has MS now, and she said that she will continue to work, but more so behind the scenes. She has a lot of ideas and a lot of projects she wants to work on. She just won't be in front of the camera.
So she has a great career. Now along comes this Candace Owens, who does some kind of a podcast. So, okay, what's the deal?
Well, she's pretty well known in the conservative field, the conservative commentator, yeah.
And 900 jillion of them. There are. They're all over the place. Anyway, excuse me.
Candace Owens took to Twitter and was saying that she doesn't understand this new Skims ad that features a model wearing Skims products who is in a wheelchair. And she's saying that she just doesn't understand it. How far is this inclusivity thing going to go?
What are Skims? I'm not on top of.
Skims are, it's a clothing line. A lot of bras, underwear, compression stuff. It's Kim Kardashian's line. And that's the ad that there's a specific ad that Candace Owens is referring to where the model is in a wheelchair and she's just coming out about the quote unquote inclusivity thing. She says it seems ridiculous and why Christina Applegate is a part of the conversation is because she responded to Candace Owens' tweet saying that her comments are disgusting and this is an adaptive line, which is actually mm-hmm. for people who have limited mobility mm-hmm. and it's not also just about.
Why would somebody have a problem with this? Why?
Well, and that's the thing. And it's also not only about inclusion, but also representation. And there's a lot of people in wheelchairs who might look at certain ads for things and they don't feel seen. And
I would agree with Owens that the inclusivity thing has gone too far in some respects. This is nitpicking. This is minor. This is something all this woman in my mind is trying to do is get attention for herself. And here we are. We fell into the hole. But Christina Applegate is right in this one. And this other woman, this Owens, is not. That's my read on it. What about you? 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view or a dog's point of view or a cat's point of view. They're picked up. They're dropped off at the shelter. It's a new place. Dogs are barking. People running by. Loud noises. They're scared. They're panicking. They're anxious. And, of course, you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making a choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area. Get to know it. Spend some time with it. And there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. First Citizens Bank Shares Incorporated, one of the nation's largest regional banks, is buying big pieces of Silicon Valley Bank more than 2 weeks after the lender's collapse. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, said First Citizens is acquiring all of Silicon Valley's bank deposits, loans, and branches, which will open this morning under new ownership. Former President Trump at a rally in Waco, Texas, claims America's biggest threats are not from outside the country.
I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden. Justice Department.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get Monday underway. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
Have you listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Storing lots of things in all of our minds. Here we are to bring it to the surface on Monday, the 27th of March, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Duggar and Jay Kirshner, the five-planet alignment. This is our NASA news of the day. You know me, I love to follow this. And I think many people, when they hear some of these things, if they aren't aware of it, they become excited about it too, Jay. The five-planet alignment is the latest, and it happens often at this time of year. Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, Uranus, and Mars. Uranus, you say Uranus, and I'll say Uranus. So, here is your chance to see the stars. All these planets line up in this next week. Let's see, the alignments that you see. Mercury, tomorrow.
It's in the, what is that, the eastern sky? There's a fellow that has a PhD in astronomy who works for NASA, the Meteoroid Environment Office at the Marshall Space Flight Center, said the they're going to grab a pair of binoculars, and you can too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Head outside right after sunset. See Mercury and Jupiter. They've been visible for a while. They're closest to the western horizon. That's where you are. Look at that.
I feel like Jupiter and Venus have really been making themselves known.
Jupiter
and then
Venus.
Mars.
Yeah.
Mars is typically always there. And then, yeah, this is closest to the western horizon. Right after sunset, and if you happen to miss it this time around, I guess something similar happens in the fall, too.
Mm-hmm. Or you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can watch it on the NASA channel.
Social media and technology.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's see here. The moon will be halfway lit up. It's half a moon, and it's just above Mars. So that's where you'll see not only the five planets, but you'll also see the moon, too. The planets in our solar system, excluding Pluto. I don't buy this, by the way. Some people say it's not a planet. It is, and there's another one beyond it that they have seen. You can't see it anyway.
Yeah, they said
anyway,
for a while that it was not a planet after all, and I think they welcomed it back into the planethood.
Sure. Pluto is very happy about that.
It's like welcome back party.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Remember that from, you probably don't remember that from Welcome Back, Carter. Presidents, we have all of this focus on who's going to be the next president. What about the ones who have already been there? I didn't put this aside on President's Day. Seems like that was, yesterday, and it's been a month and a half since President's Day. But I thought you would be interested to know what some of our forefathers, some of the earlier presidents, had in common, some of the things that you may not know from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file from the Good Day program, some amazing facts about the presidents. For example, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on the same day. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's item
a fascinating one.
Number one, exactly, okay. James Madison was the shortest president in the history of the United States. 5'4" tall. Did you know that?
No.
No. And he was almost bald, too. He had hair all over the side of his head. But okay, John Hancock, the man who had the largest signature on the Declaration of Independence. Excuse me.
I thought it was like a wait for it kind of thing.
Well, Wait for it. He was accused of being a smuggler. Do you know that?
No.
He was the presiding officer over the Continental Congress. His signature was famous. I'm going to sneeze again in just a second.
Bless you.
He was also, thank you, known as...
And I can't really fill in because I don't know what these Do You Know things are.
I know, right, yes, it's okay. Hancock was in the bootlegging business, basically, except he bootlegged British tea. So when the British were, this is how much of a scoundrel some of these people were. So Hancock, against this sort of sounds like an episode of The Blacklist. He was a blacklister, as it turns out, because tea had been forbidden by the colonists. That's what the Boston Tea Party was all about. And the British were taxing the tea. That's what started the whole thing. And it turns out behind the scenes, John Hancock was importing tea and distributing it against the will of the people who were trying to put together the revolution. So how about them apples, right?
Interesting.
Excuse me. All right, number four. A lot of dramatic punctuation. Yes. Sam Adams might never have been a beer brewer. He was the most influential member of the Sons of Liberty. Remember, they were sort of like the boys that I was talking about. Marjorie Taylor Greene went to visit them in jail.
Oh, with Jan 6, right? Yeah, the Jan 6 rioters.
Yeah, well, that's what the Sons of Liberty were, those people. So the people who have tried to equate what happened on January 6th and what happened during our Revolutionary War, there's a certain connection that is correct. And these guys, the Sons of Liberty, were actually pretty violent as well, although there was a different sort of thing. We weren't trying to overthrow the government on January 6th. We were trying to make some trouble. But anyway, he was the name behind the most successful beer brand in the United States. Jim Koch is a guy that I happen to know in Boston who started the beer because he thought that Sam Adams was a beer brewer as well, which he was, in fact. Sam Adams did brew his own beer. You know the old story about bathtub brewers? There we go. They called him the maltster. You know, malt beer, get it?
Mm-hmm.
The maltster, that was his nickname during his career as a politician and a brewmaster. Okay, we've got a couple of others.
I'm sure a lot of them had, like, their little side hustles and side hobbies.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Well, a lot of them do today have their side hustles. Look at their contributions, the campaign contributions, and think they don't have a side hustle. You're kidding yourself. Let's see here. George Washington, when you look at the score of the battles won and lost, he lost more than he won. He had a lot of experience. He was in the British Army. A lot of people don't know that either. He was. That's where he learned how the system worked. And so he was courted to come over to join Alexander Hamilton and some of the others who were trying to, you know, get us away from the Brits. And so that's how Washington came over. He was not on board at first at all. Anyway, so let's see here. Benjamin Franklin invented a musical instrument. I think Benjamin Franklin is probably the most interesting of all of the great historical figures. He invented a glass harmonica.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was a friend of a glass blower, and he put together all of the things that could work together, a little rod, and they put them all together. They all had different pitches because they were different sizes. So that's one of the many stories of Benjamin Franklin. Finally, Alexander Hamilton was the captain of the oldest U.S. Army regiment that still exists. He was known for a lot of different things. Great writer, the Federalist Papers, you know, all of that stuff. First Secretary of the Treasury.
Yep.
Creator of the Coast Guard. And the inspiration for, one of the biggest Broadway musicals of modern time, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, right, exactly. But he also formed the first artillery unit that is still in existence today in the U.S. Army. So there you go, some facts about presidents, etc. All right, so here, let's talk about Donald Trump. Why not, right? Everybody else is talking about Donald Trump, so let's talk about Trump. A lot of fiery rhetoric, threats, the incendiary stuff. He's warning of death and destruction ahead of his indictment.
His Truth Social.
This is back to January 6th, and people, him saying, oh, I didn't do that. Yeah, really? Are you kidding? He's very capable of doing this. So he's been posting on social media that the country awaits. If he's indicted, the country will be waiting no longer. There will be there rioting in the streets, more or less.
He might not be wrong. And him saying the warning of death and destruction may not be him calling for death and destruction, but knowing that there are a group of people who would probably...
So why doesn't he stop it? So why doesn't he say to them, I don't want this. I don't approve of this. I don't think you should do it.
Yes,
I don't want...
Condemn it.
Don't do it in my name.
Condemn it before the fact, not
exactly.
After the fact.
Yeah, otherwise you're full of crap when it gets right down to it. Mark Warner, the senator from Virginia, has been briefed by the FBI and the Congress, the Senate, looking into some of these incendiary remarks. Again, don't give us this phony baloney stuff. Well, these people have a right. Yeah, they do. But you, if you're the titular leader of the people who you want to be president again, so set the tone. Anyway, the FBI has been briefing some senators about what Trump has been saying, and the thing is, that this guy in the business about being indicted and the hush money and that sort of thing, he's guilty as hell. He did it. Of course he did it. But the fact that the thing has been presented the way it was, this guy, this phony district attorney, is as guilty of creating mayhem as Trump is. Apparently, his name is Alvin Bragg, by the way, in case you've forgotten. Apparently, he can't come up with the goods, otherwise he would have been indicted last week. Right? That's the way I'm looking at it. He should have been arrested. If they had the goods he was supposed to be last Monday, we were talking about this, he was going to be arrested at any second.
Well, and if this were happening to anybody other than Donald Trump, would they even pursue it, is a question, too.
No, not at all. No. This is the biggest load of crap. This is creating, it's almost like the two are working together. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, let's make Trump and this guy get together in a back room somewhere, and they come up with this ill-advised scheme to create mayhem, point more fingers at Trump, and so there's more sympathy for him. Yeah, yeah. Both of these guys, from what I can figure, are capable of doing that. You know, the false claims of this, that, and the other thing. We all know about the baloney. So if you're a Republican, why would you want to have all of this up? Why don't you go for Ron DeSantis? Except that there are people who are upset with him now. I was told by some people in Florida he really didn't do the don't say gay thing. But supposedly the administration says they're going to double down. It was supposed to cover grades 4. Well, it is now, I guess, covering grades 4 through 12. But I think there's a question about whether it really is what it seems to be. Something to be looked at a little more thoroughly. Not now, though, because 48 after the hour.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel co-processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast.
Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos?
It was too much.
All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food.
Like the breakfast crunch wrap.
Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla.
Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing.
Grab one today, only at Taco Bell.
Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Food, Farm, and Family Time. You can find lots of information to help you in the kitchen with your food, family stuff, all noted at foodfarmandfamily.com. Plus, these visits, the American Family Farmer Show is there. Our recall is for something packaged by Elkhorn Valley Packing Company. They're a Kansas company. They're recalling thousands of pounds of boneless beef chuck. It may be contaminated with E. coli. This is from the Department of Agriculture Food and Safety Inspection Service. The boneless beef chuck were packed in February, shipped to distributors, retail grocery stores, also hotels, restaurants. If you're in Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, you could be subject to getting a lot of food poisoning. You didn't eat any of that stuff, did you? No, you don't
want
to talk about it.
Ask me again tomorrow.
Okay, I'll do that. Elkhorn Valley Pride Angus Beef. So if you have any of that, you bring it back to the store and you get your money back and ask for... I'm going to make this a daily thing. We talk about all the recalls because this shows you the ridiculous state of the food industry in our country. It's not farming. It's the food industry that's responsible. The farms are not responsible. This time you go to the farm, you get it fresh. It's not packaged. So all this stuff that's packaged could have anything inside of it. If you get E. coli, you get stomach cramps, diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, fevers. You can recover in a week, but still, why would you want to put yourself through that? Don't take a chance. Bring it back.
I'm currently dealing with food poisoning. This conversation is super fun.
All right, sorry. All right, I'll stop. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Peanut butter. Da-da-da-da-da. So... this is the TSA. Didn't realize they'd become food experts, but apparently they consider themselves, according to the TSA website, peanut butter needs to be under the 3.4 fluid ounce limit for liquids. So apparently now if you have a jar of Jif at the airport, it is considered a liquid, according to the TSA.
What I can get behind this, though, and here's
you
why.
Can?
Because yes, because there are facial lotions, there are masks, there are other like kind of toiletries and beauty products that have the same consistency of peanut butter that I have had to throw away, that people have had to throw away because they deem it a liquid.
Really?
The same consistency.
Well, you can get behind it, but that doesn't mean... Yeah, I get you're getting behind it, but I don't get how any of the peanut butter that I eat... It's certainly not a liquid, not a gel, it's mm-hmm. not an aerosol. This thing from the TSA website has been viewed millions of times.
What is ice cream considered?
Well, ice cream you wouldn't carry on the thing anyway.
You
because
could.
It's,
you might try it.
Yeah. By the time you got it there, it'd be solid when you get on the plane, maybe.
Well,
and it'd be liquid.
You have to make it through security.
Yeah, right. Well, listen... I suppose that's a good question to ask, actually. Does it apply, you know, there are things, if you want to get silly about this, what about sand? Is that a solid or a liquid?
Sand
it moves.
Is a solid.
Sugar, what about that?
Yeah, solid.
Right?
Tiny little pieces of solid.
Nacho cheese sauce.
I think that would be a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's even more runny than, it's runnier than peanut butter.
I guess... You better buy your peanut butter at your destination and don't carry it with you. My God, these guys have nothing better to do. What can you put into peanut butter? Researchers have developed a water treatment that zaps some forever chemicals. And this is good news, frankly. You know about all these different chemicals that we have created and they're toxins and you can't get them out of the water. You can't get them out of the soil. So there's a new solution that filters out and then destroys these chemicals, which is great. You know, you think about one of those filters, you know, the Brita filter, that purify water, 1,000 times? I think that's what they say in their ads. So that's what this technology is all about. These are called PFAS, polyfluoral substances that are around, and they're really, they make things like the Teflon you put on that's on that's on the frying pans and stuff. That's non-stick stuff. That's part of what this is. A lot of health problems come from having these things around, getting contaminated with them. Could lead to a cancer, hormonal dysregulation, that sort of stuff. So I guess that this guy is his name is Dr. Majid Mohansen at the University of British Columbia, zapping these chemicals. Good for him. He should get some kind of Nobel Prize. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.